Today, you can find almost any obscure song or historical recording online, but there was a time when this music was nearly impossible to track down, and the performers who knew the oldest songs were dying off. So in 1976, Congress passed the American Folklife Preservation Act. One of the first to take up the challenge of preserving these songs was a young Tennessee park ranger named Bobby Fulcher. Now that he's nearing retirement, Fulcher looks back on the music he captured and the friends he made along the way. Mike Osborne of member station WMOT has his story.
Archivist Wayne Moore leads the way down into the vault where the state of Tennessee stores its most valuable historical treasures.
So this is the vault, as we call it. It's temperature and humidity controlled area where we keep a lot of recordings.
Hundreds of reel-to-reel audio tapes line these floor-to-ceiling shelves.
Almost this entire range here is the Tennessee Folklife Collection.
Stacked atop each other, the recordings, photographs, and lyric sheets in the collection would reach the height of a 14-story building. They were all assembled under the direction of novice folklorist and state park ranger Bobby Fulcher. Most of the material was collected during visits in the homes of Tennesseans like Opal Wright, who Fulcher still visits regularly.
What can you remember about music making at your house?
Lot. I thought the house was going to fall. I never heard so much music in my life.
Wright is the daughter of the late music legend, fiddler John Sharp. Bobby Fulcher is helping the Sharp family restore and release Fiddlin' John's surviving recordings. Fulcher is also collecting the stories behind the music.
They'd invite all the musicians and all the neighbors around. They'd all get on their horses on the Friday, and you could hear them coming for a mile. They had their music all fixed on them horses, big old black horses.
Fulcher is a child of the folk era. He grew up listening to Dylan and Baez. But the tunes he heard as a young ranger traveling the Tennessee hills seemed somehow more compelling.
There's a difference between hearing someone sing a song that doesn't really believe that there are ghosts or haints and someone who believes that they're real.
Now said Jimmy, my dearest Nancy, by the heavens if you prove not true, my troubling ghost will haunt you. Forever, dead or alive, love, I mean to have you.
Fulcher began spending all his spare time tracking down folk artists and recording their songs. One of his biggest finds was a man named D. Hicks, who had more than 100 centuries-old songs committed to memory. But getting to him wasn't easy.
When I walked up to the door, oh, there were dogs chained up, and it was good that they were chained, you know. They were pulling on the chain, snarling.
Once safely past the dogs,
we started talking about music, and I recorded some banjo tunes right there.
We're the Grandpa Jonesy's.
Each folk artist Fulcher met introduced him to still more artists he wanted to record. To get to them faster, Fulcher hired grad students using federal arts grants. Betsy Peterson was one of those early interns. She says Fulcher taught her that to connect with hill people, you have to move at their pace.
You have to learn to sort of step back and wait for the other individual to reveal themselves or reveal what they want to tell you.
Peterson is now the director of the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. She says that what's unique about the recordings Fulcher and his team assembled is the sheer volume of a collection built over a lifetime. Peterson says it's clearly a work of love.
He did fall in love with the people. Just hearing what they have to say and sort of drawing out the best in people, he's very good at that.
Hey, Clyde. Yeah.
One of the artists Fulcher got closest to is fiddler Clive Davenport, named a national treasure by the National Endowment for the Arts.
Playing my old favorite, Betty Baker.
Davenport's in his 90s now. His fiddling has slowed, and he sometimes forgets how a song starts. But once on the bow, his fingers come alive. Seeing the end of his Park Service career on the horizon, Bobby Fulcher is now focused on sharing the music that's become his passion. He helped launch Sandrock Recordings to ensure Tennessee's traditional music reaches a wider audience.
You found something, you heard it, and then other people heard it, and they fell in love with it, you know, and you're a part of that. That's a wonderful feeling.
The label has released 9 albums of traditional music so far. 6 more are in the works. Fulcher now manages one of Tennessee's newest state parks and continues to add to the Folklife collection. For NPR News, I'm Mike Osborne in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
BJ Lederman wrote our theme music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.